Go ahead and tell me you got all you want. Fiverr says you're wrong, and I suppose you've come down to help me move things along. And we lapped it up and we're wise enough to know how it goes. Forgive me, honey, but we're wise enough to know how it goes. Forgive me, honey.
Hello, everybody, and welcome into the Orlando Soccer Show. It is our post-game recap for Orlando City's 2-1 win over New York City FC in the first game of the Orlando City Invitational at Orlando City Stadium on Saturday night. The Lions pulled out a victory on that one. Their second home win, or their second win of the preseason. Not that any of these games count, but you know, some people like to keep track of those records. The Lions went down early. They controlled possession most of the game. They were really dominating the ball throughout the first half, but it was New York City that took the lead first. Maxi Morales, a goal from like 35 yards out, an absolute blast to beat Brian Rowe. Some say he got a fingertip on it, but it didn't look like he could do much to stop this one. Morales had just enough space in the midfield to get a shot off, and that was really all Orlando City had given up to New York in that first half, was just enough space to Morales. But Orlando City countered back 4 minutes later with Tesho Akindele scoring, Chris Mueller playing the ball out to Kellen Acosta on the left wing, Acosta getting in across that Sasha Kljestan headed back across goal to Akindele, who with the outside of his foot tapped it in for a pretty easy goal, pretty easy finish there to beat Sean Johnson. That made it 1-1, and then 3 minutes later, it was Chris Mueller. This time, Mendez started the break in the midfield, getting up to Sasha Kljestan, who passed it down to Tesho Akindele. Akindele redirected it up to Chris Mueller, and Mueller on the left side took it all the way himself and blasted a shot past Sean Johnson. That made it 2-1, and that was all for the goals in this one. Lions come out with the victory in front of about 5,000 or so at Orlando City Stadium. Not a bad crowd for a preseason game. First game at home in, 4 or 5 months since late October. And here is what James O'Connor had to say after the match.
How did you feel about their performance?
Very pleased. I thought the quality of times was very good. So we wanted to try to get 90 minutes into the guys. I mean, we had a game this morning. We had seven that played 90 minutes, and we've had pretty much everyone got 90 minutes. Juan obviously just got a bit of cramp. So no, all in all, great.
Coach, you had said that you wanted the response to goals to be better after the Philadelphia scrimmage. Was this the response that you were looking for tonight?
Yeah, no, I thought you could see there was really positive reaction, which is great. Players deserve enormous credit because, I mean, they've worked exceptionally hard through pre-season. So again, for a lot of them, that was their first 90 minutes. So, to put in that level of performance after all the work they've done is testament, and they deserve enormous credit for that.
What does this team still need to improve on?
There's a couple of areas we can be sharper at, and we can be crisper at. But I think overall, if you look at where we've started from, or 3.5 weeks in, we're approaching about nearly 4 weeks now, to see the understanding of attacking and defensive principles was very, very encouraging.
Last season, you had said, this was what point you had made, that when a player has the ball, there's not enough support around him. There's not enough movement without the ball. Has that improved dramatically this season?
It has. I mean, I think it did tonight, certainly. I think that, again, where we just need to be careful of is the understanding of the movements. But I think you could see tonight at times that the man on the ball had a lot of options. There was a compactness about our shape, which was really good. So I'd say if we're looking at the amount of positives tonight, there's a load that we can be really pleased about. But the danger is, people get carried away. It's pre-season, So again, we need to. The understanding was great, very encouraged by the performance, but again, it's preseason.
Coach, have you noticed a noticeable difference, perhaps, between Chris Mueller and the latter half of last season compared to this season, or this preseason now?
Yeah, I think his understanding, even in preseason, he's had a great little partnership with Tesho. I thought he took his goal well tonight, so he's someone we've been very pleased with throughout the whole of preseason. I think his performances have been great. He's worked exceptionally hard throughout preseason, it's hard to explain the volume of work that these guys have gone through. You know, for the staff that came to IMG, they saw how hard they worked. They've seen, I think, the level that they've put in, and I think tonight was a good indication as to why we've worked as hard as we have, but we need to maintain that. It's pre-season.
James, what did New York do differently after the half? It seemed like a little bit more of an evenly played game in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, New York are a very good team, and again, for them, pre-season, they've made changes, they've had a lot of games again, so, you know, I'm sure the team that we see in a couple of weeks will be, you know, have different personnel, and, you know, he's an outstanding coach, so again, when you look at New York, we've got full respect for them, because it was a very cool game, a tough game.
You say Rouen was just a cramp?
Just cramped, I believe, yeah.
A player that we haven't been able to talk too much about has been Kamal Miller, super draft pick. What did you see from him tonight at the center back position?
Very good. He settled right in. I thought his decision making on the ball was very good. I think his understanding of what we've been speaking about. The great thing about Kamal is he's very, very coachable. And I think that's something that we place enormous value on. At the end of the day, you need people who are very open and who will listen and then will execute. And I have to give Kamal enormous credit. I mean, he's come in and he's been like a duck to water, you know, so he deserves enormous credit for the level of his work and the level of his performances.
How did it feel to be before the fans again tonight?
Oh, fantastic. I mean, look, I honestly love our fans. When we had the jersey unveiled last night, and it's a blessing to be Orlando City head coach, it really is.
Sebas Mendes, just his performance tonight, he had a couple of strong challenges, started the sequence that led to the second goal.
Yeah.
What did you think of his performance?
No, I thought he was excellent. I thought his, again, his quality is very good. I thought some of his tackles were outstanding. I think that I can understand the referee a couple of times just telling him to settle down a little bit. But for me, the way I used to play, they're good tackles. Do you know what I mean? So I catch myself. But no, credit to him. I thought he played very well.
Those types of tackles, we saw them all throughout the first half. The team seemed very aggressive. Is that the type of defending that you want to see from this team moving forward?
I don't want to see have goals scored against us, so I expect people to work. But I don't necessarily think it was overly aggressive. I just thought it was good defending. I think there's a couple of times where the pressure was really good from the individuals. So I thought it was good. No, we could be pleased with the understanding of defensive principles, and I didn't see any issues.
Thanks, coach. Appreciate it.
Thank you, coach.
And that was James O'Connor after the game. Clearly pleased with it. Still see some things that Orlando City can improve on. Mike, we were both there last night at the game. You were doing work for MLSsoccer.com. The first game wasn't very interesting, so it was good that Orlando City and New York at least gave us something to, you know, enjoy for that you know, 90 minutes. What were your thoughts from the match?
I mean, this is the first time we were able to see Orlando City for a full 90 minutes in preseason, and that alone, what I guess most of Media Row saw, and the fans especially, I mean, this was a team, that Orlando City team, that really dominated the entire of the game, if I'm being completely honest. Obviously, yeah, Maxi Morales had that one screamer, but that's about it. I mean, Orlando City controlled most of the game, and then the way they responded after going down, I think that was what James O'Connor said was what he wanted out of his team. The way, you know, because you saw so many times last season where Orlando City would go down under James O'Connor, and the response would be either minimal or just nothing at all. The team would just be would remain dormant for much of the game. So obviously, seeing Chris Mueller get a goal, Tesho getting a goal, Sasha Kljestan for some reason was playing with liberty. It almost seemed like a lot reminiscent to the New York Red Bull days, where he kind of pulled the strings and just was so involved in the attack. This is a team that was playing with some fluidity, but there were pockets of times where it wouldn't happen, but definitely a lot different, distinct, the style of play compared to last year. So, I mean, obviously, this is only one game that we're talking about. I don't can they keep it up during the season? Can they play with consistency? I mean, I think those are some of the questions that are bound to be asked for the Lions in 2019.
Yeah, I know. You know, definitely. Obviously, not a full strength lineup last night. No Dom Dwyer, Yuri Russell. I guess Nanny now not there tonight. James O'Connor, you know, like he said after the match, that the New York team that Orlando is going to see in 2 weeks from today is probably going to be a little bit different, you know, from what was out there last night. But at the same time, you know, we talk about, oh, this is just preseason. These games don't count. We're within 2 weeks now to the season opener. So this is the time that you want to start seeing things, you know, kind of all put together and start playing consistently, because the game doesn't count on the standings, but it certainly counts for, you know, player form, player fitness, and the way things are going. And last night was certainly an encouraging sign from Orlando. Like you said, offensively, everything just kind of looked like it was all moving together, rather than last year where it was 11 players on the field kind of doing 11 different things at a time, where you really didn't know what they were trying to do or what they were trying to accomplish. But like you said, Sasha Kljestan was all over the place. He really never, it didn't seem like he really had a designated position last night. He started up kind of on the right wing, near on the top, just to the right of Akindele and Mueller. And from there on, he was up there. He was down low. He was over on the left side. He, like you said, he was everywhere last night.
Yeah.
Very impressive performance for him. Any other players that stood out to you?
I mean, I like the center backs, or, well, obviously, when you look at the formation, it's kind of weird on how they were set up. I think Kamal Miller played an excellent game. I mean, that guy was just stopping plays, stopping any forms of attack from New York City FC. This is, I mean, obviously, we're talking about a player that was selected out of the draft. I think he was pretty solid, Kamal Miller. Sebastian Mendez, another player that was in the midfield holding it down. I think he was very, very involved in terms of getting the ball up the pitch, stopping plays, is not afraid to get physical. I don't know if you saw, he got a little bit into it with Maxi Morales at one point, Jesus Medina. Mm-hmm. So it kind of ruffled some feathers for his, match against NYCFC. So, I mean, a lot of these new players that Orlando City brought, I think they did pretty well. Juan as well played somewhat of a game until he got cramped up and had to leave before the game ended. I mean, it's just so. I mean, who do you think played well? I mean, there was a lot of faces. I want to share that time with you.
Yeah, Juan definitely for me. You know, he's one of those guys. Everyone talks about how fast he is, but it's not really. You don't understand it until you see it. He was, you know, that guy is lightning quick out there. I thought he had a good game. He, you know, defensively, he was able. He's recovering. He was able to get to loose balls. He was doing well there. Speaking of defensive midfielders, one thing that kind of stuck out to me was, you know, they say the best defensive midfielder is the one that you don't notice. And honestly, Will Johnson kind of fit that mold for me last night. You know, he wasn't outstanding. He wasn't bad, but he did his job quietly. And he was someone that you really didn't even have to notice or pay attention to, because he wasn't out there making mistakes. You know, he gets a lot of heat from fans, but honestly, he's a guy that's capable of going in and putting in a quality 90 minutes. I thought he did that last night. Chris Mueller, for me, probably the player of the game. I thought he was outstanding on the ball, off the ball, you know, with his feet. He was always in a position to score. He had the goal. He had, you know, a couple opportunities throughout the night. I thought he was really good. And then Tesho Akindele as well. Those two, Tesho and Mueller both spoke after the game. They both spoke really highly of each other and working with each other and that connection. You know, obviously at some point Dom Dwyer is going to come back, and more than likely I would kind of think Nannies might get into that second striker role. So who knows how many minutes those two are going to see once Orlando City is, you know, complete and healthy. But right now,
I think walking away with that right there, that kind of says a lot about now the depth in the attack.
Yeah,
because you didn't see that a lot last year.
We even didn't even mention
Danny Acosta.
I'm blanking out his name. Santiago Patino.
Well, yes, Santiago Patino. So yeah. Obviously, yeah, Orlando has a lot of depth now in the attack. I mean, you look at last year with Dwyer, Mueller, Pino.
Mm-hmm.
Pino, unfortunately, wasn't a good fit, probably because of injury, but just wasn't able to just find his footing. Mueller had some spurts, but it seems like Chris kind of took some time in the offseason to work out, which he did, and came back into preseason a lot fitter. Sasha Kljestan had some good stuff to say about him during midweek media availability. So I think there's a lot of depth now in the attack, and I think that's an excellent problem for James to have going into the season.
Yeah, I mean, probably one of the deepest attacks that Orlando City's had in years. I mean, when you think back what they've had in MLS of up to, you know, last year it was all Kyle Aaron. There was just the countless players that have gone into the void. Brian Roches, Martin Patterson, Danny Mwanga, you know, these guys.
The Beast. Don't,
yeah, the Beast. Yeah, Julio Baptista. I forgot about him too. But there's just so many players that never really panned out for Orlando. And, you know, obviously not everybody in this forward attack is more than likely going to score more than 5 goals this season. But at the same time, it's encouraging that they have the depth that when a Dwyer goes down, a Tesho can step up or a Chris Mueller can step up. And, you know, Mueller looks like he's just getting better every day. And it's certainly encouraging on that side. You mentioned the center backs, Kamal Miller. For a guy that a lot of people kind of were asking, like, is he still with the team? He got the start last night. You mentioned really impressive, honestly, for, you know, 90 minutes. Anything else that maybe we haven't touched on yet?
Well, I know the thing is, I think the team played very collectively last night. I think Danny Costa also deserves a credit because he was very, very influential in that left flank. And various times whipping in those balls into the box. And that's essential to the attack, obviously. So this is a team that, I guess, like I said, played collectively and put a good performance out there. Obviously, it was only 2-1. I know for a second when Red Bulls, New York City FC got reduced down to 10 men, I was hoping maybe Orlando City can take advantage of that. We didn't see that. So I don't know if that's something that James is going to preach about, being taking advantage of having a player taking advantage of being a man up, because that's essential, especially once the season starts. You gotta be able to take advantage of that opportunity and start pounding those teams when you have that player advantage. Albeit, obviously, we're talking about New York City FC, but a lot of positives from what I saw on Saturday. And like I said, I think it was a huge group collective effort.
Yeah, I mean, like I said earlier, it's their preseason, but this is still a good dry run. This is, you know, teams take these opportunities to kind of simulate, all right, well, this is what the score is now. You know, we're down a goal. We're up a man. What are we going to do in this situation? How are we going to respond to that? And it certainly is not just something that is easy to put together on the fly in season if you've never gone through it. I know the other day, James talked a lot about the team and like the adversity, or Sasha Kljestan talked about adversity and the team's willingness to kind of fight out of situations. And certainly good opportunities there last night. You go down a goal and they fight right back with two consecutive, you know, not getting deterred, even though that they had been the better team throughout the match up until giving up that goal. Closing thoughts before we wrap up.
Obviously the team plays on Wednesday, against the New England Revolution to close out the Orlando City Invitational. It is free to the public, so if our listeners have nothing else to do on Wednesday evening, I know it's a work week, but Orlando City will have their last preseason game, but this will be the last one open to the public. Yeah. So
last chance to get a feel for the team before March 2nd.
So and then obviously, yeah, the season's about to roll on in a matter of 2 weeks now, if I'm counting the calendar right. So we're close to the 2019 MLS season.
Obviously it was only one game, but given what you saw last night, are you more confident in what the team's outlook could be this year compared to coming into camp?
To be honest with you, I think you can't be confident anymore. in that terms, you can't expect anything until those results actually come in. Because you look at last year, all that hype. Orlando City had the best offseason last year. They brought in a boatload of players. And how did that pan out? Not exactly the best. So I don't expect it to be the same. But from what we saw this past weekend, there were some positives. Obviously, it's only preseason. So we're talking about a team not playing really at their full strength. So until those results actually start coming in, then maybe I'm confident. But the quality was there from what we saw. If that quality can translate to the regular season, then I'm pretty sure it can produce some results. So it's only a matter of time to see if that really comes to fruition.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of positives came out of last night. A lot of good build-up play. I think one of the things that I kind of missed from Orlando City over recent years was their ability to connect a lot of passes consecutively and kind of create goals just through the run of play. And I saw a lot of that last night. Even, you know, there was the couple they had. There was a couple opportunities that they missed, but they could have had. All in all, good night. It's one game, but, you know, the season's getting closer. So with that, I'm Gavin Eubank, Mike Ramajo. Thanks for joining me today. And thank you, everybody else out there, for listening. You know, download, like, subscribe, you know, give us a 5-star rate on iTunes. That people say that helps. Find us on Twitter, the Orlando Soccer Show on Twitter, the Orlando Soccer Journal on Twitter, as well as all of our written content there on the website with coverage from the game. Probably have a story on Chris Mueller coming out in the next day or two. So, a lot to look forward to, especially with a couple more games up in the next week before March 2nd. So, with that, thank you, everybody, and I'll see you next time.
Later, guys. That difference, you turn up like a friend of mine. Every once in a while, the little things make me smile as if one of our long shots paid off.